And this is the Generations Radio Broadcast. My name is Kevin Swanson. I'm the host of the program. I'm a father of five, raising my children in a stage of history in which the family is dissipating and the state is growing. We're seeing socialism grow in this country in leaps and bounds and a half for the last 100 years. You remember 2 years ago, Newsweek magazine came out front cover, said, "We're all socialists now. Republican, Democrat, whatever you are, we're all socialists now. Past the denial phase, Americans are socialists." Now, it's taken a long time to get to where we are today. In Russia, you remember, it came in a casket of thorns with a series of violent revolutions. In America, it came over 25 elections. We elected these things. It came peaceably. And maybe that's the good news. Maybe it's the fact that we did not have to kill 150 million people in order to bring about a hardcore big government conspiracy. Didn't happen that way. It came over 25 elections. Americans just elected it. Americans love socialism. America continues to accept socialism by means of five generations of public schooling, 100 years of university education, where university instructors patiently instructed young men and young women to dissipate the family, to take the family apart piece by piece, and to continue to contribute to the rising role of government in their lives. It came over 50 years of the steady breakdown of the family, where from 1960 to 2010, 41% of kids now are born without fathers, up from 6% 50 years ago, and 70% of kids will not be raised by mother and father. Now, you have to have that. You have to have the breakdown of the family social structure in order to have a total government social structure. Does everybody understand? That's what you've got to have. You've got to break down the family. You've got to break down the family. And so we broke down the family. Now, the big question is, was this a gigantic conspiracy? If you let people know about these sorts of things, will the truth set the people free? Now, in some sense, it has been a conspiracy in the sense that there is a unified trust with the schools, the universities, the private universities, the media. You have to bring everybody together on this in order to break down the family, break down the morality of the system, be sure that you're educating people apart from the concept of God as being important in politics, as God being important in science, as God being important in history. You've got to take God out of the picture. So you've got to have, somewhat of a conspiracy. You've got to have everybody working together. If that's what you mean by conspiracy, yes, of course it's a conspiracy. Everybody's working together. The churches have worked together to make sure the family breaks down, and they provided the daycare systems in order for families not to take care of their own children because they've got to contribute to it. So, of course, the churches have to contribute to it. The family has to contribute to it. The media, of course, the big universities, they all have to join in and contribute to the breakdown of the system. Now, again, here's the question. If you let people know about the conspiracy, will the truth set them free? Now, not necessarily. The vast majority of people don't care. They just don't care what happens to them. They'll be manipulated by the social planners, and they'll just accept it. That's what most people do. I mean, come on, that's the way people are. They move like sheep. They're herded around like sheep. But a small minority will wake up. They'll get interested. They'll get concerned. And now just getting concerned, of course, doesn't fix anything. You've got to do something about it. You've got to address the root problems in your life. You've got to begin to reconstruct your own families. Now, you've got all these conservative leaders around the nation whose daughters are lesbians and socialists. Their wives are fighting for socialist health care while the husbands are fighting against it. Okay, that's what's happening everywhere with our major socialist or major conservative leaders. These men's families are in shambles, friends. They will never, ever, ever rebuild a nation if their families are in shambles. You have to fix the system from the bottom up. I'd like to say that it'd be easier than that, but unfortunately I can't say that. You've got to fix it from the bottom up. Fixing the system means that regeneration has got to happen in the lives of at least a concerted minority if it's going to make an influence upon the systems in which we live. There's got to be a revival in the hearts of hundreds of thousands of people who listen to programs like this and watch documentaries like the new documentary we're going to talk about in just a moment called Agenda. The documentary that won $101,000 at the San Antonio Independent Christian Film Festival. We're going to get the producer of this great documentary that opens the windows so that we can see what's happened over the last 100 years in this country. The documentary is called Agenda. The producer, Curtis Bowers, will be with us in just a moment. Stay with us. This is Generations. Maybe you've heard of home education. For the last 25 years, families have been bringing education home as they integrated education back into the family. Now this is spawning a new movement, and it's called family-based economics. Could this movement salvage the family? Could it save an economy or produce a sustainable agriculture? You know, when the debt-based economic systems fail, when the family fails, when the non-sustainable agricultural systems fail, what are you going to do? It's time to get a vision for biblical family-based economics now. The wise man builds his systems on the rock. Now, the foolish men didn't, and now look at what's happening. We're taking the 2011 Family Economics Conference to North Carolina on March 11th and 12th, 2011. Invited speakers include Doug Phillips from Vision Forum, Eric Weir from Weir Capital Investments, Scott Brown, and yours truly, Kevin Swanson. We're talking about how you will prepare your children for the future without brick-and-mortar colleges. We're talking about mentorships, contractualization, networking into the changing economies, family dynamics in the integrated economy, family inheritance, bootstrapping entrepreneurism, sustainable family economic systems, and family health care options that avoid socialist medical systems. Folks, almost every developed nation today reports social and economic decline on the macro scale. But we believe that our families can thrive in the midst of it all. We can build gardens in the ashes. For more information, you need to check out conference2011.com now. That's conference2011.com. And welcome back to the Generations Radio broadcast, friends. As you know, on this program, we are fighting for faith, family, and freedom in the 21st century. We're losing these values big time, and we're losing them at the same time, which makes a lot of sense. You start to lose your morality, your faith, your family. Of course, you will lose your freedoms, and that's the direction this nation has set for itself. But again, this is not the first time that brave men have been fighting back from the brink of extinction, the brink of losing their families, their civilizations, their freedoms. This is not the first time that's happened in history. Wake up, folks. Realize that this history is really a sequence of great battles between good and evil, between freedom and tyranny. And we continue that battle in the 21st century from my basement in Elbert County, Colorado. And a very fitting documentary has come out this year called Agenda, which addresses the many issues we talk about on this program all the time, but does so from the perspective of history. And it looks at what has happened in this country over the last 100 years. And with me is the producer of that documentary, Curtis Bowers. He won the $101,000 San Antonio Independent Christian Film Festival award this year. He's a legislator. He served as a legislator in Boise, Idaho, still lives there with his family of now 9 children. Curtis, you just had another child. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. We're very thankful.
And it's great to have you on the broadcast today. Congratulations for your award as well.
Thank you very much. It was a great honor.
Was it a surprise for you?
It was. My children had prayed so diligently. I knew that if there was any way God would answer that prayer, it would have been a wonderful thing. And then He ended up doing that, and it was so neat to see.
Yes, it was a tremendous acceptance speech as well. I was there for that award presentation. It was one of the most electrifying moments, I think, in the history of Christian film. So a wonderful experience there. But talk to us a little bit about the documentary. How did the vision coalesce for this particular documentary?
I wrote a letter in January of 2008, a letter to the editor of the local paper, and I was a representative at the time, and I wrote on just some of the cultural changes that had taken place in America and just the things I saw, and I simply brought up a meeting I had attended back in 1992 where the Communist Party had split, and they were forming a new group, and I had been asked to go to that meeting for an older gentleman who wanted to was curious what they were up to since the Berlin Wall had come down and the Soviet Union had dissolved. And he said, "Well, I wonder why they're meeting. Can you go to this meeting for me?" I said, "Sure." Anyway, at this meeting, they had outlined a plan of how to take us down from the inside. They realized their dream of a Marxist revolution was not going to happen in a Judeo-Christian culture because people aren't just going to rise up and start killing each other off. So they'd outlined another plan of how to take down the family, our economy, and our morality. And I wrote a letter on that meeting in 2008, and it just exploded into it was a feature story on the evening news. Over 40 letters to the editor were printed in response to it. And at that moment, that's when the idea first started to come into my mind. I realized I'd hit on something, and the American people needed to realize the very important concept that what has happened to America, the drastic changes that have taken place, have not been by accident.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I think a lot of people are surprised when you say communism is alive and well on planet Earth. In fact, it's right here in America. You don't have to vote for a communist to bring an increased socialism to America. You can vote Democrat or even Republican at points in order to bring all of this about. And people don't understand that. They're sort of like the frogs in the slowly boiling water. They don't understand what's been going on for over 100 years.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, the word communism isn't used anymore.
Yeah.
But those principles and ideas and philosophies have penetrated our culture where it's getting to be close to 50% of the population thinks they're a good thing and doesn't understand the history of the end result of those beliefs.
Yes, and perhaps you should describe what communism is all about. When you get absolute power confined to some centralized source, whether it be Washington or Moscow, what happens?
It always abuses its power 100% of the time because, as we know from the Bible, man is naturally evil. And any time they're given that unlimited power, they will abuse it. And it's just what we see throughout history, too. Every example of big government in all world history abused its power over the people.
And the trends here in this country are towards total government. Tax Freedom Day this year, as we have covered in this program before, this year is August 19th. That's up from June 29th, 10 years ago, Curtis. That means 64% of our lives now go to government, and that would be up from about 10% at the turn of the 20th century, right around 1913. So you're looking at government as a percentage of our lives increased by 6 to 7 times, or 600 to 700% since 1900.
I know, and as Ronald Reagan said back in the 1960s when he was speaking for Barry Goldwater, he says any time the tax burden on Americans or any country exceeds one-third, it's on the verge of collapsing. It cannot sustain itself.
Yeah, and that's exactly where we sit today. What about Ronald Reagan? What about George H.W. Bush? What about George W. Bush? I mean, a lot of conservatives, Republicans, are going to say, well, wait a minute, we've had some really good guys since the 1980s, and, you know, you would think that they would have accomplished something for the cause of freedom and stave off the rise of communism in the land of the free.
Well, Ronald Reagan, I think, accomplished quite a bit. He had a Democratic control of Congress and Senate, so he had a battle on his hands for everything he did.
Yeah.
And I think his efforts, though, were just, he's one of my heroes in modern-day America.
Mm.
The Bushes, to be honest, I think they were decent men compared to the standards of the Clintons or Obama and stuff, but they didn't have the heart convictions to do the things that need to be done to keep our constitutional republic going in the right direction. And so we lost a lot of ground during both of their time as president.
Now, I think you present this plan towards bringing communism to America as a concerted effort, as a conspiracy of sorts, that people are coming together, various people from various walks of life are coming together, and they have something in common, and that is to bring America under total government, total communistic rule. You believe that? You believe it's a conspiracy?
I do from the term of it's something they're trying to accomplish behind the scenes. But the reason I called the film Agenda is to make a distinction between that, though, in that the things that this film covers, the things that are there available in books and articles and speeches from them in their own words, shows it's really more of their agenda. They have clearly outlined this. They have not tried to hide it from anyone. And that was also shocking to me as I started digging in and reading their own articles and their own books. They have been planning this and doing it right out in the open. We've just been too busy living our lives, whatever, to notice through gradualism they have been accomplishing a tremendous amount.
And what are they addressing? I mean, what areas of life, and you bring these things into the film, but what areas of life are they addressing? What are the critical areas of life they've got to bring all to bear in order to accomplish their agenda?
Well, one of the key ones, of course, is the family. They know with strong, healthy families where the father is leading the home and they're a self-contained unit taking care of each other and providing for each other, they are never going to accomplish their beautiful socialist utopia. It's not possible. So they have been working to chisel away at the family every way possible.
And check that one off. They've accomplished it.
They have. Our families are disintegrating before our eyes.
Yeah.
And, I mean, over 50% of marriages end in divorce. Like you mentioned earlier, you know, 41% of all children in America born out of wedlock.
Yeah.
That can't go on very long if society stay existing.
And ever since we started this program, Curtis, I think it was 7-8 years ago, I said 35% of kids born without fathers. Things are falling apart. Next year, 36%. Next year, 37%. Next year, 38%. Next year, 39%. Next year, 40%. We've said that just about every other program, every other day, probably 1,400 times. Just ratcheting it up a percent a year, a percent a year, a percent a year. People have to understand what the agenda is bringing about year by year by year by year. They are successful in what they're doing.
Incredibly successful. Nope. And we are suffering the consequences of that. And if people aren't acting and acting quickly and in a serious way, it's going to be over here. You can't keep going the direction we've been going as quick as we've been moving that direction without the game ending.
Yep, exactly. Other areas of life affected by the agenda?
Education. They knew one of the key tools that they would need is to capture the educational systems of America, which they've done K through 12 and almost every university in America. And they knew then we can, anything we missed along the way or anything that was taught to the children by their parents, we can erode that during that time period and get them to buy into 100% to what our agenda is.
You know, you dig down to the root issue, and you do in the film. You say, okay, what's the real issue? What are we getting down to here? And you say they're trying to create a society without God. They're trying to separate us from God by means of godless education. You take God out of science, out of history, out of literature. You turn him into a post-it note, and that's what's happened in a lot of forms of churchiosity and religiosity. God is sort of a post-it note, but you know, he really isn't part of our lives, not part of our science, not part of our history. God really is disengaged, and we're going to treat him that way. It's really a godlessness about those education systems that have turned us towards, I think, turning the state into a god, turning man into a god.
Right, and which they had to do so they can have the power they want. You know, if you go to the root of this entire thing, it's a rebellion and a hatred of God. That's the absolute, if you go to the final level through all these people and study their lives and their beliefs, they hated God so much they wanted to remove him from the situation and they wanted to step in his place and have that kind of power. And that's why everything is for to encourage immorality, promiscuity, pornography, anything to degrade the culture. Just like the Frankfurt School said, one of the leaders, William Munsonberg, he said, we're going to go into America and make the West so corrupt it stinks. And that's back in the 1930s, that was their goal. They started dropping professors down at all our major universities just to make us rotten on the inside where we're just falling apart.
And here we are today, almost every other program, I'm referring to another news story where an evangelical pastor is coming out of the closet or somebody is telling us how wonderful homosexuality is. And these are typically churches and pastors that are doing this today. So whereas in the 1930s, you know, you would hardly find a public school teacher who would even mention the word homosexual or lesbian. Today, it's everywhere, and it's just utterly infiltrating even the evangelical churches.
Yes, it's just a full frontal attack on God. We've told them, we don't want you in our schools, we don't want you in our government, we don't want you in our country, and we're tired of you, and we want you out of the picture. And, of course, a society cannot do that very long without God finally unleashing his wrath, which he has to do at some point, but he has been very, very merciful.
Well, in one of the important segments, one of the most shocking segments of your documentary, you refer to, I believe it was Zelensky's book. You flip to the dedication page or something, and you talked about his commitment to Satan. I mean, you know, you talk about the battle between good and evil. I mean, it's right there in front of us. The people that rule our country today, and we're talking about Barack Obama and the Solovinsky bunch, they are committed, utterly committed to Satan.
Absolutely. No. In his book, the very fact that he dedicated Rules for Radicals, which is the textbook and Bible for the radical movement of the 60s forward, and he dedicates it in the front to Lucifer, who has, in his opinion, had a successful rebellion against God. At least he got his own kingdom. And when I saw that, I said, well, that's one man that at least knows who he was really serving.
That's
I think
true.
A lot of them are ignorantly thinking they're doing their own thing or whatever, but he could very clearly see that is my master and that's who I'm serving.
Yeah, and of course there are the scads and scads, the millions of useful idiots that are trained under the Barack Obamas and the Saul Alinskys, but they don't always flip to the dedication page. They haven't necessarily dedicated their lives to Lucifer, to Satan, but that's what their teachers have done. And never mind the fact that all of the students don't necessarily dedicate their lives directly to Satan or to Lucifer, but they do buy into Lucifer's agenda, and that's the point.
Right, absolutely, of course. No, I think the majority that are pushing the Marxist socialist agenda, the majority that are doing most of these things, they wouldn't know what even a communist is. They wouldn't understand the philosophies and things. They are simply, like Lenin said, just part of the useful idiots that are pushing forward their program but don't have any clue that that's what it is.
All right, Curtis, you've established the fact that America is moving to total godless communism, and they're a little slower than the revolutionary approach. We're doing it by 25 elections as opposed to two or three revolutions. But we're moving the very same direction. And what do you think we can expect if we continue down this track?
Just a totalitarian form of government. It might not be communist, you know, per se, right, to begin with, but we'll see what we're seeing. I mean, the airport security checks, we'll see the, you know, trying to get control of the food where you can't even give food away from your own garden. I mean, some of the bills that they're discussing right now, it sounds crazy to talk about, but it's happening before our eyes.
Yeah.
And that, as that, those hands reach in into your own personal life and start putting such controls on you, it just, at some point, they have total control.
And, of course, total poverty. I mean, that's what the Soviet Union was all about. And a lot of dead bodies. So get used to seeing a lot of dead bodies and starved bodies on the streets. That's what you get in North Korea and China and the Soviet Union. I don't think Americans understand what it's like to walk outside and see hundreds, thousands of dead bodies littering the streets. Now, get ready for this. Isn't that what we ought to tell Americans? You want communism? You want total government control? Get ready for total poverty, total starvation, or a lot of starvation, and a whole lot of dead bodies.
Yes, because people that are worried about where their food's coming from that day are not going to be very likely to be uprising against the government.
Yeah.
So, no, they have to keep you in that position,
sure.
And they will eliminate anyone that disagrees with what they say, as we saw throughout the Soviet Union and in China and all the other countries.
Okay, Curtis, well, that's the bad news. let's get into some solutions here. As you went through this video, I know this was a discovery for you, and you were really pushing for the root issues, and you hit the root issue to be a godlessness. Man wants to kill God and get God out of his systems, and in the process, of course, embrace death himself. But what do we do as Christians, those of us who are awake and they want to do something? What do we do?
Well, first of all, we need to start acting like Christians and making sure we're representing Jesus Christ the way we should be, with courage, with compassion. And I think the number one thing in doing that is making sure our own children and grandchildren understand why we believe the things that we do, what has made America great, and what it means to be a soldier and a disciple of Jesus Christ. That we have to do that. If we continue losing our own children to the other side, there is absolutely no hope.
Yeah, as long as 80% of Christian kids in these evangelical churches are walking away from the faith, the Christian faith, into a godless agnosticism, folks, get ready for more disaster. But if the hearts of the fathers turn back to the sons, Curtis, I think this is the real issue. Without a transformation of father-son relationships, family relationships, we're just going to see a growth of homosexuality and socialism as we have. It comes down to those very basic relationships, doesn't it?
Absolutely. No, the father is just, and that's why the statistic you mentioned earlier, 41% of children born out of wedlock, they're missing that father, and those 41% of the children, and that is the key to the entire family, is the father.
Yeah.
It's not the mother. Mothers are wonderful, and they have their part, but with a father not there, as all the statistics shows, the likelihood of success for that child is close to zero.
Yeah. So I wonder, I know this is maybe a little controversial, but I wonder if maybe the John Birch Society and the New American Magazine ought to dedicate roughly half their magazine, not to just the bringing down of communism and so forth. They've been committed to that agenda. We appreciate that for some 50, 60 years now. But about half that magazine ought to be dedicated to bringing the Christian family back into operation, restoring fatherhood. I mean, big time restoring fatherhood. Restore the family. Bring back family relationships, because if that doesn't happen, we don't bring back that social structure, we're going to be stuck with a socialist social structure.
That's right. No, that's the whole key. That's the key there. And when you have healthy families, you have healthy churches, and they go forward and have a powerful impact through communities. One of the things, a little subtle thing that I noticed as I was making this film, is all the social programs of the 30s and the 40s, 50s, and 60s started under Lyndon Johnson stuff. If you look at what they did, they tried to step into the place of the Christians and the churches by providing the charity.
Yeah.
And in doing so, though, they robbed us of the charity we should be giving to others. And then the others, they're getting charity, but without the accountability, so that's not helping them at all. And so the destruction they cause by simply taking that privilege away from us to take care of those that do need help, and for the church to be the salt and the light, that has been one of the most destructive things that has happened in our country.
In fact, do you think the church has supported the rise of communism and socialism in this country in some way, shape, or form?
Yeah, and especially today, where they are just totally buying in to big government taking care of the poor and providing all its needs instead of the church and Christians doing that.
Yes, yes, yes. In fact, what we've done in our church is we've taken very seriously the rise of socialist medicine, and we're doing the best we can to wean our families, our poor families, off of any of the socialist medical, Medicare, Medicaid, whatever systems, and put them onto the Christian medical sharing ministries, which are extremely wonderful, free market, charity-based approaches to dealing with medical problems, and we're exempted in the Senate version of the socialist health care bill this year. So what we're doing is we're trying to right now wean our people from this, because you know that a socialist system that can't afford everything in the year 2025 with all of these elderly people and very few people to support the system, you know that euthanasia is coming like a freight train. So
we will not have the money to do anything else.
Yes. Yes.
And that's, again, they're going to make it a decision where it's that or no, or the little six-month-old has to starve to death, and then they'll plead on people's heartstrings and on their humanist mentality, and they'll go, oh, well, give the money to the six-month-old and the 70-year-old, just put them to sleep peacefully, wherever. We can see it all setting up, and it's very scary.
It is. So it's time right now to get engaged, get involved. But, Curtis, one last question here. I mean, here we are, 41% of kids born without fathers, up from 6% in 1960, and we're in a desperate, desperate condition. How do we put Humpty back together again? What do we do? What's the strategy? Is it one family at a time? Is it that simple?
I think it really is. It has to be that way. Sometimes when we get too much into the big picture, we lose focus on our own little individual families, and that in itself just crumbles the country. So we need to be involved in what's going on around us, absolutely, educating others, encouraging younger families in our church or our communities, pulling them up and being a role model to them and showing them what a healthy family looks like, showing them the benefits of having devotions together and building relationships with your children and things like that. And when we do that, that light, when we shine that light, it is so powerful, it dispels all the darkness of their just wicked ideas they have.
Folks, a powerful, powerful documentary. It's called Agenda. And you can get it at agendadocumentary.com. That's agendadocumentary.com on the web. I would encourage you to get this. This is an incredibly important resource for your families, for your children, for your grandchildren. If you're a grandparent, you need to have this video. If you want to have something different, you want to establish some basic systems where our families will not be suffering under communist rule in the year 2025. So right now is a time to get a vision for what the future should look like and what the past has been and what our present approach needs to be. And you can get this at agendadocumentary.com. Curtis Bauer is the producer of this fine documentary. Curtis, thanks so much for joining us on Generations.
Thank you. I enjoyed being on.
And ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to our Generations radio broadcast as we lay down a vision for faith, family, and freedom for the next generation. You can interact with the show by emailing me directly at host@kevinswanson.com. You also hear the program anytime, anywhere in the world at kevinswanson.com. This would be a great interview to share with your friends and family members. Just forward this web address to your friends and family members. This is kevinswanson.com. And this is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.